Brandon. Hello.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Brandon. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hello. Good. How about yourself?
Good. I know we got cut off earlier, and then when I tried to call you back, I couldn't get through. Were you having trouble with your phone today, or I wonder if it was on my end?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I understand that you had filled out a form on our site asking for information as to how you could possibly grow your business?
Correct.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the business. I know it's a plumbing company, but how long have you had that business?
3 years.
3 years, okay. And then is it located in Middletown, Delaware?
Yes.
Okay, so how far do you typically go for a new client? Not the farthest you've ever gone, of course, but just the average?
I cover all of Delaware, some parts of Maryland, some parts of PA, and some parts of New Jersey. So I go pretty far.
Okay. So Delaware, Maryland, some parts of PA, and New Jersey. Okay. And then for the business right now, what type of – I know I saw your Google listing, which is great, but other than that, do you have a website or a Facebook or anything like that?
I do have a Facebook, yes.
Okay, you have a Facebook.
Yep. And I have a generic website, but I'm looking to have something that captures more of the customer's attention.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I understand. It's, you know, this day and age, people want to see something that's professionally put together, sometimes even with photos and a logo and little information that will give them that comfortable feeling in hiring you, you know, and we can definitely help you with that. How did you find out about Local Splash?
I came across one of your guys is, I guess, customers that.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of know. I came across his website and I liked it.
Good. Okay. What's the name of his business?
Strong. I don't even know. I think Strong. I don't know. Strong Arm or something.
Strong Arm. Is he a plumber also, or is he a?
Yes.
Okay, let's see if I can find his site, because I just want to see if we can maybe mimic the program that he has for you. It's called Strong Arm, you think?
Maybe. I don't know exactly. I just came across it, so I wanted to reach out to you guys.
Okay. So, couple of different routes you can go. Number one, what I would absolutely recommend is our Platinum package. I'll send you a text message right now with the different packages and the options. But this is the one that will take you from, you know, right now you have a pretty weak internet presence, because other than a Yelp listing and a Google listing, I don't see a lot out there for you, but that's something that will fix and give you the most dominant internet presence locally so that your phone will start ringing with new clients, okay? So what this program will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we would program you into all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So that's a different search result altogether, okay? So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And that package sells, oh, and incidentally, I forgot to tell you, there's one more feature where because you have a business Facebook and because we are a premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services with the Facebook ads. So you know how when you search for something online, chances are next time you go on your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that exact thing popping up?
Yeah.
Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, we'll make sure that next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company coming up. Okay? So you'll have a detailed tracking system which will show you how many new clients you've received from Google, how many new clients you received from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. Okay? Now, this package on our website, Brandon, it does sell for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. But since you're a newer business under 5 years, I can put you into the new in business rate where it would just be a flat rate month to month of $299. The one-time setup fee would be reduced to only $99, and that would go on the first payment only. So you would be paying $398 today, and then each month, you know, after it's just $299. Now, the websites, we typically charge $400 extra to put them together, but what I can do is I can explain your situation to my supervisor and let them know that you came across one of our client sites and it was very appealing to you, and I could ask them if they would allow me to also include the website at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. So, yeah, you know, and my question to you is, you know, I'm sure that if, you know, I did get that approved, it's something that you wanted to kind of get started on and give it a shot, right?
That, and what else do you guys offer?
So the other option is, have you heard of Google Guaranteed Ads?
Yeah, I definitely want the platinum, like, yeah. I don't, is there, how about, like, blogging or, like, posting?
We don't do blogging or posting, but that's considered an outdated mechanism of SEO. So back in the day, like 15 years ago, 14 years ago, if companies wanted to get better placement on Google, what they would do is they would tinker around with their websites and they would put in a lot of meta tags and blogs and different keywords in hopes that they would get better rankings. It's not a bad practice, it's just extremely outdated. So now, because Google has done so many revisions over the past, in order to get a business on the first page, two things have to happen. Number one, we have to have availability, which I did the query before I called you because I knew that you were in Middletown to see if we had availability. But secondly, you have to have the local SEO services, so search engine optimization performed on a consistent and frequent basis in order to get you on the first page and keep you there. So what we're optimizing is the listings. So the website, of course, it's going to be attached to everything, so it will get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients. But rather than tinkering around with the website and doing daily blogs and whatnot on the website, what we're doing is we're optimizing the listings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, but what I wanted to tell you is Google Guaranteed is a brand new program. It's been available for less than a year. It's a way that Google has found to send exclusive leads to clients. So have you ever tried like one of those lead services like Home Advisor or Angie Leads, or I think back in the day they were called Service Magic?
Yeah, I'm dealing with the Google Guaranteed. I think jump through some hoops with that.
Oh, you already have that. Okay, well then I'm not gonna, if you already have it, there's no need for me to pitch you on it because I don't want to set you up on it if you already have that in progress. So you should be good to go there. But you're right, you do have to jump through many hoops to get approved for it because they'll do a background check for you, which is probably what you were referring to, right?
Yeah, well, one of my employees.
Yep. Yeah, they'll do the background check on you and anybody that interfaces with clients. So if it's like an office staff person that never goes to see a client, they won't do it on them. But anybody that interfaces with the clients has to pass the background check. So sometimes it's a little tricky to get approved for, But once you're approved for it, you know, you can start rolling with those leads. But how long ago did you start that process? Do you know?
But with that being said, I mean, do you do like Facebook advertising? Like,
yep. The Facebook ads are included in the $2.99 package that I just described for you. So each month when you pay us, we take $100 off the top and we send it directly to Google to run those Facebook ads. So that would be included for you. So the only other thing as far as if you're looking for like another bell and whistle that you wanted to maybe add to this in the future that you might want to do would be the Google pay-per-click ads. They call them AdWords. Have you ever done AdWords for your company before?
Yeah, now how much does that run?
So that's a pay-per-click campaign. The minimum budget for us to run in AdWords is $300 a month. So, you know, rather than you paying $2.99 monthly and just having $100 worth of Facebook ads, you would pay $5.99 monthly, but you would have $300 that goes to the Google ads, $100 that goes to Facebook ads, and then all of the other local optimization and the website and the whole nine yards. So the benefit of putting those Google ads on is that they get up very, very quickly. You know, we say under 2 weeks, but in reality, I've had them up and running in 1 to 3 business days on a special request before. So that's one thing people like about them. The second thing people like about them is you can run them wherever you like. Because you told me that you service Delaware, Maryland, parts of Pennsylvania, parts of New Jersey, that type of a service area, it probably wouldn't get that type of a reach just with doing the local SEO package, which is what's included in the Platinum, because that will be tied into your Middletown address, right? So with the
okay.
Facebook ads, we're already going to run them in your service area that you described to me. That's no problem. You don't have to have an address to run Facebook ads. And the same thing with Google ads. You don't have to have an address to run them. So how it works, Brandon, is we would take that extra $300, send it to Google. We'd set somewhere around a $9 a day daily cap for you. And the intention there is to make sure that that $300 stretches throughout the whole month so that you never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month. So what happens is every morning your ad would go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it and you exceed the daily budget, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. So let's say, for example, the daily, the pay-per-click rate is a dollar and you have a $9 a day budget. After 9 people click on you, you'll rotate off for the day. But again, that's a good thing. That's to prevent you from getting an unexpected bill like that. You know?
Okay.
So, yeah, and so most of the time, the reason people put the ads on is if they're like in an area that's undesirable to them, for their business address, and they have somewhere specifically they want to target. Like, let's say there's a Beverly Hills type area that's like 30 minutes away from you. You might not get that kind of reach just being on the first page of Google for Middletown. But with the ads, like I said, you can run them wherever you like. So that way you could kind of get the most bang for your buck.
Okay. And then how much does that cost you today total?
So today it would be $698 because the setup fee would still go on just the first payment. And then each month moving forward, it would just be $599.
Okay. That would be what, $6 today? Okay.
Yeah. Right. And I know that you're absolutely going to love it. You know, when you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're going to want to spend that dollar anyway. And with the Google ads, when they run them, it's a tagline and a link to a website. So you absolutely have to have a website in order to run the Google ads. But remember, I'm going to explain your situation to my supervisor and send out the request to get that approved for you. And that way we'll have the website up and running for you that we'll be able to attach to the ads.
Okay.
So with that being said, you think you want to go ahead and give it a shot?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let me send out this request, Brandon, and make sure I can get it approved. Now, if I get the site approved, do you have anything special you want to put on it, like a logo or pictures or examples of services, or is that content already up on your Facebook where we would just pull it off the Facebook and put it on the site?
Yep, everything's right there on Facebook.
Okay, excellent. I'll tell them to refer to that, then, the Facebook page. And then I'll send a confirmation email to you if everything goes well. So do I use clarksplumbing09@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Now, on that contact form that you sent through on the site, most of the inquiries had this phone number on it, ending in 7336. But one of them was a different number, 302-437-4692. Is that a valid number, or should I just take that off?
I'll take that one off.
Okay, so everything will go through the 7336 line. And you get SMS notifications on this phone number as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we'll do that. And then for the listing itself, do you want it to show as Clark's Plumbing LLC?
Just Clark's Plumbing is fine.
Okay. And then the 306 Ellenwood Drive, is that the address that you had used initially to get it verified, or is it 6 Whitburn Place?
It's 6 Whitburn.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. We must have had an old address for you on file, so let me fix that. 6 Whitburn, Newark, Delaware, 19702.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then do you have access to that Google listing that you have currently?
I just actually just bought a new domain, but I do have access to all my domains.
What's the domain that you just bought?
ClarksPlumb.com.
Okay. So I'll put that in the notes. If you want to use that domain for the site that we build, we can do it. You would just have to give us the login credentials, and then we can build our site on your domain. And then also with the Google listing, what they'll do is they'll send you a little email to add us as a manager to the listing, so that way we can go in and optimize it so it gets on the first page. So as long as you have access to it and you can add us as a manager, you'll be good to go. So,
okay, I can do that.
Okay, perfect. So let me just see here, because I think my light is blinking, so I want to see what he says. Oh, yay, he's approving it. He's saying that we can do the website. He's giving me a promo to waive the charges. Oh, that's good. So let me just activate this. And then he said to wish you a very profitable year, which I thought was nice. So let me make sure I know, that's awesome. So I'll put the Local Splash Premier Bundle with the Google Ads, the My Site, and the Facebook Ads. I'll just add those manually because they're included in this. And then how did you want to get this set up? Do you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I can want to use a debit.
Okay. And is it your name on the card, Brandon, or the company name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Any middle name or initial, or is it just Brandon Clark?
Brandon M. Clark.
M like Michael?
Yep.
Okay. And 6 Whitburn, is that also the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, same
address.
6 Whitburn.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4741-6550-0198-1684.
Mm-hmm. Okay, expiration?
0627.
And the code?
126.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you, and they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. And some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, Brandon, so just kind of bear with me. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. But it does say to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Right now?
Yes, please.
Clark's Plumbing.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Brandon Michael Clark, and I'm the owner.
Okay, thank you. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 25th, in the non-refundable amount of just $698. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $599. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'm going to create the client. Oh, the payment said that it declined. Is there?
Huh?
It didn't go through. I don't know if maybe there's a different card you want to use or if you just have to transfer money over. Or...
bear with me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Put it in the wrong account.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I just got transferred over. Not a big deal.
Okay. Yeah, just let me know when you want me to try it again.
Yep. Gosh. Give me that 2 seconds.
Yep, take your time. Don't rush. I don't mind waiting.
Okay. All right, try that now.
Okay. Let me give it another whirl. Let's see here. Pay. I think it's processing. It's doing something. So while it does that, I'm going to ask you for the client interview. That's going to take maybe 20. Oh, I got the green light, by the way. It just went through, so that's good.
Okay.
But the client interview will take 20, maybe 30 minutes when they call you and go over your keywords and whatnot. What works best? I have a 6 p.m. available open today, your time. If not, we can look at what's open for tomorrow.
6 o'clock works fine.
Does it? Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to block out an entire hour from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 6:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, because I got you special pricing that's not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get a text from me right now that says, welcome to Local Splash?
I'm going to look.
Yeah, if not, it'll be there momentarily. Oh, you know what? I don't think you got it yet because I took that other number out that ended in the 4692, and then it didn't stick. So let me just, I'm going to override it and just put this number in, the 443 number, and then I'm going to go back and resend that to you. So just bear with me. If it takes too long and if you're tied up and you don't have a few minutes to wait, we could also go in your email. You've gotten an email right now that says local / your initial invoice. So that has the same link in it that I'm wanting to take you to, but I'm going to resend it so that you get the text to this email. So just bear with me.
Okay.
Got to find it now. Local Splash initial invoice. Here we go. Okay. So I manually sent that. And then you're going to get a little reminder about the 6 o'clock appointment today too in your email. So we like to dot our I's and cross our T's, make sure everything's covered. So let me just put your email in here so they can remind you. Okay, you're good to go there. Okay, excellent. Now it's showing that the correct number is in the cell phone field, so it should have gone out to you now, but we'll give it a second. You know how computers are. They have a mind of their own sometimes.
Well, I'm not sure. I think because we're on the phone as well, that might mess up the phone.
Maybe.
I got it.
Yeah, you got it. Okay. So all you have to do, it's super simple. It'll take 2 seconds, is you just have to click on the link that's in there. It'll take you to a page that says Local / Terms of Experience. You just scroll all the way to the bottom and then click on, well, there's a little box that you have to check to show that you're authorized, and then you plug your name in. Since the M is on the billing, just put the middle initial M on there, type it exactly the way you see it there, and when you hit confirm signature, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you at the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Okay, I'm done. Yep.
You're done. Okay, good. So you're all good to go there. So welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. I know that you're absolutely going to love it. So have a very successful year. And then my technician will be calling you around 6 o'clock, you know, give or take. And then if you ever want to reach us, you just use that same toll-free number that's on the emails. You would hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And we're available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. And then if you ever want to talk to me directly, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So if you plug in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. I enjoyed talking to you, and have a really great rest of your day too, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right, thank you so much. Bye-bye.